From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mimi Wright. A wrongful death lawsuit over the suicide of a 17-year-old Missouri boy, whom witnesses said killed himself because of relentless bullying, has been moved to state court after a judge dismissed federal claims. The Columbia Missourian reports that the move was made in August, over a year after Kenny Suttner's suicide. The case has received attention because the teen's former Dairy Queen manager faces charges, including assault, in his death. Kenny's mother alleged in the lawsuit that the Howard County School District and four administrators were well aware that her son was being bullied, yet did nothing to stop it or support him. The school district's attorney, Tom Mickus, says Kenny's death was a tragedy, but said it doesn't reduce the tragedy to make allegations against people who are innocent. GOP incumbent Representative Ann Wagner didn't show up at a League of Women Voters candidate forum after her spokeswoman accused the group of being biased against Republicans. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Democrat Cort Van Ostrand and Libertarian Larry Kirk were the only ones answering questions Monday night at the forum at Congregation Share Emeth in the St. Louis suburb of Creve Coeur. Wagner's spokeswoman cited a statement by the League of Women Voters co-president Louise Wilkerson saying the nonprofit's membership has spiked and crediting it in part to President Donald Trump's, quote, disrespect for women. Her spokeswoman says the group is a, quote, partisan organization with an axe to grind. The League of Women Voters describes itself as nonpartisan, but says it picks stances on issues after close study. Water levels on the Missouri River are dropping north of St. Louis after high waters forced road and ferry closures. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that in the hardest-hit communities, flood water crested over the weekend at almost 9 feet above flood stage. Hannibal saw the Mississippi River reach about 8.8 feet above flood stage, although it was spared property damage. Water levels hit 8.1 feet above the mark at Clarksville. Republican Josh Hawley brought in about $3.4 million and spent nearly $2.9 million in recent months in his bid to unseat Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Data provided by the campaigns on Monday shows McCaskill outraised and outspent Hawley. McCaskill brought in closer to $8.5 million and spent $17.5 million between July and the end of September. Hawley ended September with $3.5 million cash on hand, compared to McCaskill's roughly $3.2 million. The two are squaring off for the November 6th election. McCaskill's seat is considered one of the most vulnerable, and the race is attracting considerable spending by outside groups. That could help offset McCaskill's considerable financial advantage, although outside groups are also dumping money into the race in hopes of reelecting her. I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News.